With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Middle East is bracing for an extended conflict as deadly strikes between Israel and Iran continue.
The death toll has grown as Israel and Iran traded airstrikes and missiles for a third day. In Bat Yam, Israel, south of Tel Aviv, emergency services sifted through rubble as daylight revealed the buildings damaged by Iranian missiles that evaded Israeli air defenses. Planned talks on Iran's nuclear program were canceled. I'm Jennifer King.
There's an FBI reward of up to $50,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the suspect wanted in the murders of a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband, and the shooting of another Democratic politician and his wife. A massive manhunt for the shooter continues. In remarks at this weekend's military parade marking the Army's 250th anniversary, President Trump issued a stern warning for those who wish to do harm to the U.S.
Time and again, America's enemies have learned that if you threaten the American people, our soldiers are coming for you. Your defeat will be certain, your demise will be final, and your downfall will be total and complete.
Meanwhile, protesters gathered in cities all across the country demonstrating against the Trump administration for what they called No King's Day.
Let's show them what freedom looks like!
The Trump administration has directed immigration officers to pause arrests at farms, restaurants, and hotels. This comes after President Trump expressed alarm about the impact of aggressive enforcement. Late last week, he posted online that he disapproved of how farmers and hotels were being affected by his administration's deportation crackdown. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington takes a look at a new report on puberty blockers.
Transgender activists argue that doctors must give gender-confused children drugs to help them live as the opposite sex, or they will become depressed and might commit suicide. But according to a two-year study of such kids, giving them puberty blockers did not help their depression. The report drew attention recently when the lead researcher admitted trying to withhold the results because she supports the transgender agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The UN is taking Guatemala to task over its pro-life laws. A panel of independent experts on the UN Human Rights Committee says Guatemala violated the rights of a 14-year-old rape victim by denying her request to have an abortion. The committee compared the abortion refusal to torture. In Guatemala, the country's constitution contains a protection for human life from conception. This is SRN News. Health officials want you to think twice before buying those energy shots and supplements that you can often pick up at gas stations and convenience stores.
The products are sometimes called gas station heroin and contain tianeptine. That's an antidepressant that can be very addictive and carries the risk of serious side effects. U.S. poison control centers have reported a steady rise in calls linked to the drug. It has never been approved by the FDA for any medical condition and cannot legally be added to foods and beverages or sold as a dietary supplement. Jason Walker reporting.
The death toll from heavy rains that inundated parts of San Antonio has risen to 13. All those missing have now been found. A downpour on Thursday caused fast rising floodwaters. It carried more than a dozen cars away. More details at srnnews.com.